About the journal, during the past 50 years, journals in the field of instructional design have been responsive to the changing needs of both scholars and, to a lesser degree, the practitioner. We have seen an evolution of AVCR to ECTJ, the emergence of JID, and finally the merging of ECTJ and JID to form ETRD. ETRD is a widely recognized, scholarly journal in our field that maintains rigorous standards for publications. During the past 50 years, we have also witnessed a change in the field due in part to the success of instructional design in business and other non-school environments. The number of instructional designers working outside the university has dramatically increased. Of particular importance is the rise in the number of instructional designers with doctorates who consider themselves practitioners, but not necessarily scholars. This growing group of designers might be best described as reflective practitioners who can make a significant contribution to the knowledge of our field. This growth and success in the application of instructional design has also changed the field. From the early days of the field until the mid-1980s, the theory and practice of instructional design was almost exclusively influenced by the academic community. With the growth of instructional designers, the theory and practice of the field is now defined by both academics and practitioners. There is a need for greater communication between the scholars and the practitioners in a scholarly journal that will support innovation and growth of our knowledge base, ISSN 2160-5289. Goals: the purpose of this journal is to bridge the gap between theory and practice by providing reflective practitioners a means for publishing articles related to the field. The journal establishes and maintains a scholarly standard with the appropriate rigor for articles based on design and development projects. Articles include evaluation reports, summative and formative, lessons learned, design and development approaches, as well as applied research. The articles are based on design and development projects as opposed to pure research projects and focus on lessons learned and how to improve the instructional design process. Rigor is established through articles grounded in research and theory. A secondary goal of this journal is to encourage and nurture the development of the reflective practitioner in the field of instructional design. This journal encourages the practitioner as well as collaborations between academics and practitioners as a means of disseminating and developing new ideas in instructional design. The resulting articles inform both the study and practice of instructional design. Philosophy: this journal will provide a peer-reviewed format for the publication of scholarly articles in the field of applied instructional design. The journal recognizes the role of the practitioner in the work environment and realizes that outside constraints may limit the data collection and analysis process in applied settings. The limitations of real-world instructional design of the practitioner can still provide valuable knowledge for the field. Sponsoring organization: JADE is a publication of the Association for Educational Communications and Technology, ECT. JADE is an online open-access journal and is offered without cost to users, journal staff. Role: name, affiliation, interim editor, Mohan Yang, Old Dominion University, assistant editor, Pauline Mujana, California State University San Bernardino, development editor, Royce Kimmons, Brigham Young University, copy editor, Kristen Herman, Old Dominion University, copy editor, Fanny Eliza Bonder, Brigham Young University, copy editor, Yixin Zhang, Purdue University, copy editor, Courtney Miller, Old Dominion University, editorial board. Name, affiliation, Andy Gibbons, Brigham Young University, David Richard Moore, Ohio University, Wilhelmina Savigny, Arizona State University, James Ellsworth, U.S. Naval War College, David Wiley, Lumen Learning, Ellen Wagner, Sage Road Solutions, LLC, Theodore J. Kopcher, University of Georgia, Tutelini Asino, Oklahoma State University, Sharon Williams Van Ruy, George Mason University, Beth Sockman, East Stroudberg University, Charles Zhaoxu Wang, Florida Gulf Coast University. About ECT: the Association for Educational Communications and Technology, ECT, is a professional association of instructional designers, educators and professionals who provide leadership and advise policy makers in order to sustain a continuous effort to enrich teaching and learning. Seizing opportunities to raise awareness and leverage technology, our members may be found around the world in colleges and universities, in the armed forces and industry, in museums, libraries, and hospitals, and in the many places where educational change is underway. Our research and scholarly activity contribute to the knowledge base in the field of learning. We are on the cutting edge of new developments and innovations in research and application. ECT is the premier organization for those actively involved in the design of instruction and a systematic approach to learning. We provide an international forum for the exchange and dissemination of ideas for our members and for target audiences. We are the national and international voice for improvement of instruction, and the most recognized association of information concerning a wide range of instructional and educational technology. We have 24 state and 6 international affiliates all passionate about finding better ways to help people learn. Since 1923, ECT has been the professional home for this field of interest and has continuously maintained a central position in the field, promoting high standards in both scholarship and practice with 9 divisions and a graduate student assembly that represent the breadth and depth of the field. Other journals sponsored by ECT include Educational Technology Research and Development and Tech Trends. The Journal of Applied Instructional Design, JADE, is a refereed online journal designed for the publication of scholarly articles in the field of applied instructional design. The purpose of JADE is to provide the Reflective ID scholar practitioners and researchers a means for publishing articles on the nature and practice of ID that will support the innovation and growth of our knowledge base. The journal is for practitioners, instructors, students, and researchers of instructional design. Call for submissions. JADE is for reflective scholar practitioners, who through documentation of their practice in ID, make significant contributions to the knowledge of our field. Authors are invited to submit articles documenting new or revised approaches to ID, the processes of ID including in-depth documentation of analysis, design, and development, implementation and evaluation, design-based research, as well as applied research. Articles must be based on instructional design projects as opposed to pure research projects and focus on documented processes, lessons learned, and how to improve the overall process of ID. Articles must be grounded in research and theory connecting the intellectual foundations of the ID field and how these foundations shape its practice. The journal will establish and maintain a scholarly standard with the appropriate rigor for articles based on design and development projects. A secondary goal of this journal is to encourage and nurture the development of the reflective practitioner in the field of ID. This journal encourages the practitioner as well as collaborations between academics and practitioners as a means of disseminating and developing new ideas in ID. The resulting articles should inform both the study and practice of ID. Submit an article. Article types. JADE currently accepts submissions of 3 article types. Instructional design practice. This is an applied journal serving a practicing community. Our focus is on what practitioners are doing in authentic contexts and their observed results. These articles cover topics of broad concern to instructional design practitioners. The articles should represent issues of practical importance to working designers. Research studies on applied instructional design. JADE is interested in publishing empirical studies exploring the application of instructional design principles in applied settings. Quantitative and qualitative studies are welcome. Instructional design performance design position papers. JADE also accepts position papers that attempt to bridge theory and practice. Examples may include conceptual frameworks and new ideas facing the instructional design community. The paper must also provide enough information to allow the replication of the innovation or continuation of the research in other settings. Position papers must be based in the context of a theoretical framework. Efficacy data is strongly preferred, but not always required, contingent upon the potential generalizability or value of the innovation. Submission guidelines. The journal will focus on in-depth applications of the ID process and publish a variety of articles including case studies of the ID process, application articles that go beyond a mere how-to approach that provide implementation insights, guidance and evaluation of a process, evaluation articles that focus on the viability of a product or process, applied research resulting from evaluation of materials, studies of project implementation, articles on ways to improve the ID process from the perspective of the practitioner, and short essays that provide a scholarly debate of relevant issues related to the application of ID and relevant book reviews. When applicable, articles should include supplementary materials including examples of ID products, evaluation instruments, media files, and design artifacts. The articles in the journal will be from the perspective of the scholar practitioner rather than from the researcher. However, the manuscripts must demonstrate scholarly rigor appropriate to applied manuscripts. Articles, including tables or figures, must follow APA 7th edition formatting and be submitted in a Word or Doc format using at least 12-point New Times Roman font. Each article must have an abstract, 75 to 100 words, and a list of keywords. While there is some flexibility in the length of an article, 4,000 to 5,000 words is a best guess estimate. If in doubt,
Contact the editor prior to submitting the article.
Identifying information must only be located on the cover page, including contact information for the first author. You may contact the editor via email. If you have further questions, contact the editor.